All good.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Is this Tim?
It is.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking, sir. Well, Tim, nice to meet you. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here from my department. You were just speaking to a young lady there by the name of Jessie, right? A minute ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's one of our mapping coordinators here for the company. And her job this morning has been to find one quality company in your line of industry so that we can refill this listing that opened up within our company on the first page of Google. So it's an exclusive position here. We can only work with one. I'll see what I can do for you in regards to her request to get any reduced rate if you're willing to give us a shot. But aside from the price topic there, did you have any specific questions for me on how this would work, where you would be listed at?
Not entirely. I mean, I get SEO. My question, and I'm sure it'll come up, with pricing would be what you guys consider like a result or a success, or is it just like a flat fee that you try out, and then what your terms would be in terms of, you know, how long, that would go for and whatnot.
Okay, well, it's definitely a flat rate that you pay every month. We're not going to hit you with surprises down the road or anything like that. It's a monthly rate, no contracts, no cancellation fees. you'll be listed on the first page of Google. Obviously, anytime anyone does a search looking for any of the services that you choose to be found for, we're not just going to randomly put you up there on under services that we want you to show up for, or just random ones, right? You let us know what your bread and butter services are. And whenever someone goes on Google on the little search box, I'm sure you use Google yourself. We all do worldwide. You just type in the keyword, whether it's pizza, painting, whatever it is that you're looking for, and Google will give you a list of results, right? First page?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to put you there. But we don't stop there. We also put you on the Google Ads. Are you familiar with the Google Ads? The difference between the maps and the ads? Okay, well, the Google Maps... just so you know, can I educate you on that right there? It only targets about 15-mile radius from where you're based out of your address. So that's targeted with the Google Maps, right? Anything outside of that, whether it's 20 miles, 30, 50, or 100 miles, you have to have a specific address, or you can use Google Ads. Now, if you're working with a premier Google partner, which is what we are, you actually get that included in your package, and you don't have to pay for clicks. So you can actually target anywhere you want. Okay, how far do you want to target though? Are you trying to stay local, or are you trying to?
We're trying to stay local.
You're trying to stay local.
We're trying to stay local. Yep.
Okay.
What'd
you say?
I mean, if I would, yes, I would say, you know, 20 miles within 20 miles of our location.
All right, so that's pretty local, but borderline not local. I mean, so I'll give you both options either way. And have you ever got phone calls in regards to this type of service before or never?
Oh, all the time.
All the time? Okay, well, let me ask you respectfully. I mean, I know you've heard some very desperate salesmen out there, you know what I mean, and they're probably not even affiliated with Google, and I'm sure they hit you with some desperate prices. So what's actually stopped you from giving something like this a shot?
I've tried certain things in the past, and as I was explaining to Jesse earlier, it's that, I'll dive in, I'll sign up, and then, what the company considers a success is not what I would consider a success.
Who have you tried though? Just to make sure, because some companies, kind of mix up directories and lead generating companies for, like an SEO company. So are you referring to like marketing, or are you referring to like, this guy's told me that they're going to put me on Google and they never did type of company?
No, I'd say it's more like I've done Angie's List before.
That's lead generator.
I've done that. And then I've done, I had a guy who was recommended to me who was going to do a marketing campaign, and it ended up that he was doing a Facebook campaign.
Yes,
and it just did not work out. It did not provide much business either.
So
long story short, so the cost benefit Right, the cost benefit wasn't there.
I got you. All right, so, I mean, with us, you know, I mean, this is something that is going to give you results. Matter of fact, I'll even provide it for you in writing. So, and to be honest with you, I mean, I've been doing this for 9 years with this company. I'm one out of three directors that been here the longest. And obviously, that's for a reason. But, I mean, it's not because I'm a good salesman. That's not the that's not what I take pride in. It's because I've been doing honest business, and I like to make sure that my clients get what they're supposed to get. And obviously, at the end of the day, I would like for you to maybe one day call me up, like 85% of my clients usually do, and maybe sign up a contract with me. You know what I mean? So this way, even I can make a little money on the side. You know what I mean? But besides that, we're not looking to lock you in a contract here. We want to start this off month to month, and I'm very aware that if we don't do our job, you're going to cancel our services. So that's not what we want. And the company will be pretty dumb to lose you after 1 month or 2 months just for not doing their job, right? I mean, that doesn't make sense, because then we have to be back again on the phone, contact another company, your area, one of your competitors, and also burn them. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So to keep you, we got to do our part, okay? Now, that's what we're looking for, a long-term relationship, okay? So rest assured, it's not going to be that type of experience, okay? So I see that, obviously, you gave other companies a shot, they failed you, and that's kind of your little gun shy on it, right? So you're going to get everything in writing. I'm going to put it in writing there that there's no contracts. I'm going to put it in writing that the amount of time that it's going to take for you to be on the first page, so we can't even mess around and lie to you, because you have that proof. And I'm going to put it in writing everything that you're going to get with the package. So I can't tell you we're going to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then later on we only do 1 and 2, because then you have that writing there that says, look, Marlon, when he signed me up, he told me that I'm going to get this, 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 and that. So it's in writing right here. So I will get myself in trouble, and I'm not going to do that. I mean, I'm not going to throw away 9 years of the company just to kind of get some a couple hundred bucks off you or whatnot. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to do that. So you're going to get everything in writing, though, okay? Just want to make sure that you're protected yourself. So I'm sure you got to feel good about that type of stuff, too. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now bullet points. You get Google Ads and Maps. You get Bing. You get multiple directory submissions to improve your presence on the Internet. Mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home, tracking system, so you can track what we're doing. You can actually see your reports of calls you're getting, what services you're on the first page for, what cities you're listed at, what type of ads you're running. You have full access.
Mm-hmm.
You also get verified with Google headquarters. I assume that you've received your PIN code before from Google. There, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I just kind of got over the whole COVID thing, and I'm kind of battling the whole pneumonia thing, so it's been a little rough. Excuse me.
Okay.
So you're going to get all that as part of the package there, Tim. There's no contracts involved. There's no cancellation fees, okay? And I'm going to set you a flat rate, okay? And I see that you have a website, brennanpainting.com. Is that still active there, Tim? It is? Okay.
Yes.
So we will be promoting your website for you. Now, if I send you a text, Tim, to your cell phone, I assume this is a cell phone, would you be able to open up the link, or you can't open up a link? You can. All right. So I'm going to send you the pricing page, but first let me send you my contact info so you have it for your records, okay? So you know you're talking to an actual person from the company. You see how one that says, hi, this is Marlon. Let's get your business up on Google today.
Yeah.
And now you have the pricing page. Let me know once you get that, please. And let me know if it's opening up. I know I had a client tell me that it wasn't opening up when he got it.
Yeah. All right, hold up. All right.
Now, at the top, it should say, take control of your online presence.
Yep.
Okay,
so
there you go.
At $300
a month, you were
potentially.
All right, open up pretty fast. Okay, so you're, as soon as you scroll down there, you're going to see three packages, right? What I would like to do for you, Tim, okay, is I want to give you our best package here, the most popular one, which is the Platinum. But I don't want to give it to you for the Platinum price. I'm going to give it to you for the price of the Essential. And that setup fee that you see there, you always got to read the fine print. A lot of companies won't tell you the fine print. There's usually a setup fee that goes on top of the first payment. As you can see, it's usually $299 on top of whatever the price is going to be a month. I'm going to reduce that $200 also. So once I get everything approved, you're not going to be in a contract. Also, as you can see, there's also fine print that says you're supposed to be in a 3-month contract. There's no contracts at all. It'll be set at a flat rate of only $299 a month instead of $599, and your first initial investment will only be $398 out the door. Okay?
Okay, so you said $398 for the first month?
Yes, sir. $398 first okay, month, and then $299 every month after, and you will always have that option for the prepaid for the well, they're not really contracts, I mean, they're called prepaid, but you can always give me a call for that. All right, I'll help you out with that, with the pricing on that as well. And you get all the bells and whistles. Now, that we discussed the pricing part, okay, I'm going to give you an example of what type of traffic you can expect, because I'm sure once you pay, you want to make sure that you make your money back and make profit on top, not just make your money back. It's showing me here, Tim, that in the last 30 days, in a 15-20 mile radius from where you're at in Wauwatosa? Oh, man, I'm saying that totally wrong.
Wauwatosa.
Okay, yeah. What you said?
Wauwatosa. Yeah.
Yeah, where you're at, 20-mile radius from there, there has been about 1,113 searches that were made for your line of industry. Okay, now I'm not telling you that you're going to get 1,113 people that are going to call you only once you're on the first page, because I will be lying to you. And plus, I'll probably be a little too much for you. You know what I mean? Now, obviously, you want as many clients, but that will be too much for you to handle. But now you're going to get a percentage of these searches. And with the percentage of these searches, they're going to call you directly. So you're not dealing with a middleman. You're not dealing with us or a lead generator or an app. They call you directly because they did the search. And I'm sure you're good at what you do. And I mean, let's just, I mean, honestly, how many out of 10 phone calls that you get of clients interested in your services, right? How many of those do you usually close down yourself? What's your percentage of closing ratio?
If you get since they're organic referrals, I usually do nine out of 10, I would say.
But wow. Yeah, that's very,
usually it's crappier when it's non-organic, kind of like this, you know?
Well, I gotta say, that's very confident, and I respect that. You know what I mean? Let's just say even worst case scenario, let's just say you only get 30%. You being a painter, Tim, you would still make your money back, and you would still make profit on top. So even looking at worst case scenario, you still come out winning. Now, I guess my question to you, Tim, if I can get all that approved for you there and get you these results that you've been wanting but never actually got the results from, and not put you in any type of contract so you don't need a divorce lawyer to cancel our services, I'm sure if I can get that approved at that price, I'm sure it's got to be enough for you to give me a shot and try this thing out, right? What do you think?
I would expect you to waive the setup fee. So I'd be looking at $300.
Okay. So that would be the deal breaker, I mean, the deal maker for you, huh?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that a setup fee is a scam.
Of course. You know what I mean? I could definitely ask for you. You know what I mean? I'll go and send a quick message out for you. But yeah, I mean, if I can get that, obviously approved for you. I mean, I've been here for 9 years for a reason, so I'll definitely pull strings for you. So, I mean, I want to prove ourselves to you, and I would like for you to stay in contact with me.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you could say, you know, much like every advertising company I've ever worked with, it's your job to market to people. And, I guess I would say I would try it out for a month. And I would want something in writing saying that there's no cancellation fee, because I've done that dance before, and no cancellation issue. I'd give it a month. I'd be willing to spend $300 to try it out. And obviously, if it didn't work, I would plan on canceling.
Well, as you should. I mean, obviously. So let me go to send a message out, okay, to get that approved. And you did ask for I want it in writing. And as I said from the beginning of the call, I would present that for you in writing. So let me go ahead and take care of that while I'm waiting for the chat back from my on GChat from my financier. What was the email you want to send to? Anyway, while I modify the pricing here.
Brennan, company name. Brennan Painting Milwaukee, all spelled out, at gmail.com.
Brennan. Milwaukee
Painting.
Okay.
Brennan Painting. Milwaukee.
And can you spell that one for me?
MILWAUKEE.
Okay, that's a pretty long one there. Brennan Painting Milwaukee. at Gmail, I assume?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like I got a response here, and let me go and make sure I send this out first to you. Don't end up erasing it. Okay, so I got that approved here for you. They're going to go ahead and waive that since you're willing to give us a shot. And in your inbox there, Tim, you have an actual email from me, my company, with the Google badge on it, and everything says. Go ahead and check it out to make sure that everything you're asking for is right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from Marlon Castillo.
Yep.
Okay. And the pricing is outlined right there, which is bundle price when combined with ads, $299 and $299 every month after. It says no contracts. Gives you the regular price that usually it costs, and also gives you the option for the contract, so that way you have it on record. The prepaid options I'm giving you. Normally they run about double that from the numbers that I put there.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I mean, obviously, since I got that approved here, I mean, I'm sure you're willing to give us a shot and try this thing out, huh?
Yes. So I guess how is it going to work then in terms of how
process.
We set up keywords and
okay,
and
so the process.
Locations I want to be in and all that.
All right. So this is how we'll go down now. I mean, obviously, since I got the green light and the blessing to get you started here, I'll go ahead and make sure the information here is correct. I'll go ahead and book you an appointment with the client interview department so you can talk to the technician about your keywords and also any other mm-hmm. specific details that you want. Like if you have specific ads that you want running during certain holidays or whatnot, you also have that option. I'll go ahead and schedule that for – I'm going to try to get you on board on the client interview today. You don't need to be in front of your computer. We handle everything. We obviously just want to make sure that we advertise for you like you want us to advertise. Besides that, I'm going to reach a brief verification after I verify all information here is correct that we have for your company, address and all. And obviously take the payment down, and I'll get everything started officially. You'll get your invoice. As soon as I press the pay button, it'll be a receipt with the title Local Splash Initial Invoice. Once you get that, click on the link. This is Click Here Subscription Terms. And once you open that up, it'll take you to a Terms of Experience. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Put I am the certified holder of this card. Type in your name, confirm the signature, then it's going to ask for your username and password, okay? Tim, what is your last name? I assume it's Brennan.
Yeah, so sorry, just not to cut you off, but I kind of want to know the process before I actually pay for
it. Well,
that's
the process, Tim. I mean, so first we get the payment going, obviously, before they require the payment to go through, and then I schedule your client interview for the technician. That's a 10-15-minute phone interview that, matter of fact, let me actually check the calendar here, see what I have available for today. Hopefully you're not... You know, I have a busy day. And luckily, yes, I do have appointments available. Right now it's 11:15 here in California. We're located at Orange County. I have an available appointment at 2 p.m. today for the interview and 3 p.m.
I'm in Wisconsin. It's 1:15 here right
so
now.
Two-hour difference.
Yeah, so and I've got I have appointments until...
I got a 5 and a 6, if that's good with you.
Is that 5
your
or
time.
6 your time?
Not your time.
My time?
Yeah.
Shit.
And it's like a 10-15-minute phone interview. It usually doesn't take long, especially because you don't have a website design.
Okay, let's do 5 o'clock.
Okay. And you are, let me make sure I marked the right correct time here. So you're considered central time. And I'm sorry, you said 6 o'clock your time?
5 o'clock my time.
5 o'clock, sorry. Okay. All right, let me see here, central time. And the email you want me to put for your receipt also, it's the same one, right? Obviously.
Correct.
Okay. And what phone number is it that you're going to want for people to call once they see you on Google?
This is the number, 414-313-4288.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a secondary number that you want to provide for clients to call you in case it's important, or this is it?
This is it.
Okay. And the company name, Brennan Painting LLC, right? That's what you want to display?
Correct.
Okay. And the business address, 827 Glenview Avenue, what was Tulsa, Wisconsin, 53213. That is the
the billing address and the place where I'd want any mail sent is different.
Okay, so where would you like to be verified? I guess would be the best question. You're gonna get a postcard.
I guess six. Oh shit. Okay.
And it's just for a one-time thing. And if you already got that postcard and that was already been processed, they stick with that address. But you can always change it. I mean, that's not a problem. And if you already got verified in the past, we're going to contact Google since we're a premier Google partner. So we're a phone call away with them and make sure that everything was taken care of properly. Because sometimes people will skip, companies will skip a process. And that's one of the reasons why you didn't even make it to the first page.
Yeah, so here's the situation. So my business address is in Wauwatosa. The address that my business address is actually, so I started the business when I was in college. So I was moving around a lot. And so I kept the business address as my mom's address.
Okay.
But that's also like a black hole for email or for mail. So if there's any way I can keep that address, but verify my or do whatever I have to do at my billing address would be better.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you. I mean, it's totally up to you. I mean, they're gonna send a postcard if they need to within about 6 days, 11 days from now. You should receive it around that. Where can you receive a postcard? I guess.
Well, so my question is if they send a postcard.
Hide the address. We'll hide the address also, so in case you're concerned about the address showing. All that's going to show is your company name, your phone number.
Yeah, so I want my address to stay in Wauwatosa, but in terms of where it's listed, but I'd like to, you know, get my mail at my home address, which is different than that one. Is that doable or?
Yeah, I mean, because we're gonna send that postcard out just one time. This is just gonna be for
right.
one time.
So my question: if they send it, let's say they send it to my home address, which is different than my business address.
How far is it from Wauwatosa?
Not far.
Oh, okay, so then it probably wouldn't really make that much of a difference, to be honest with you, because if it's like close by, minutes away, then it doesn't really matter because it's still gonna ripple out of that area for the map section. But we're still doing the Google ads, so we're still going to be able to target up to like 11 other cities. So
But my question is, if I verify, if you have it sent to my home address, and then if I verify that, is that going to change my business listing location, or will it still be the Wauwatosa address? You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this: can you receive? I know you mentioned your business address. Can you receive a postcard there, or you can't receive mail?
I can, but it easily gets lost.
Okay, let's go ahead and try that, okay? And if for whatever reason, because we get notified once it gets sent out, but if it doesn't go through, that's not a problem. We can, obviously we can resend it or we can take it over the phone. But let's go ahead and try that because that's where you established that as a business. So let's go ahead and keep it like that, attempt it. And, so it's just a one-time thing. So I'm sure you'll be expecting it anyway. And has a Google seal on it. Okay, so is it day 27 address?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And Glenview Avenue, no apartment number, unit number, space number, nothing like that, right? Just to make sure.
Correct.
Okay, very good. And I'm going to go ahead and read you that quick verification to protect the legality. Obviously, record all our phone calls, including Google. They monitor our calls, so I want to make sure that everything is on record here. For the $299 that got approved here for you for the month-to-month, for the platinum package, did you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What type of card did you want to use?
Just to confirm, too,
you'll be waiving the setup fee? Yes, sir. It's in writing, too, in the email I put it there without a setup fee. So I already modified it.
And then, no offense, but is there something secure where I can put that information in?
It turns into Access, Tim. Once I tap it in, it automatically turns into Access in my computer, and I wouldn't not ever have any access to it. I mean, I've been here for 9 years, and obviously, I'm not gonna risk my thing for $299. And I respect your question, but everything is very science secured, So I won't even see it after I type it in.
Okay. You get what I'm saying, though. I've never worked with you guys. I have no idea who you are.
No, I get you. That's why I want to send you your receipt also. You know what I mean? So you have full record of it, and obviously you know this because, we both have a bank card and credit cards and whatnot. So our banks and our credit cards protect us also. Obviously you have the phone number in the back, and if there's any fraudulent activity, they do side with you. They don't care about the company. So you're protected by them too, so you're good. I always have that same concern myself.
Okay, yeah, it's
okay, and the same billing address, or does this go to your address?
Different billing address.
Okay, and what is that, please?
5837.
Okay.
West St. Paul Avenue, Milwaukee, MILWAUKEE, Wisconsin 53213.
Okay, same zip code. And the name on this card, does it say Tim Brennan or?
Timothy Brennan.
Okay, so that's how you're going to get it. So make sure you sign it as that. And let me see here. Is there any middle initial affiliated with that or?
No, not on the card.
Okay. Timothy. And whenever you are ready there, Tim, the visa should start with a 4, please.
Okay, and then just to confirm too, when will the term start?
Today. We start right away.
Okay.
And I'm scheduling a client interview today too.
Okay, and then does it automatically renew, or how does that work?
Yes, automatically renew every month. Obviously, because if it's working, you don't want us to just cancel it and put another guy there when you call up and tell us why you guys picked me off. It was working out. So, but if you want to cancel, I'm going to put that in the terms of conditions. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure to put that on record. It just takes call us 3 days before your next billing is due if you wish to cancel, and we'll go ahead and take care of that for you. There's no hassle or any weird stuff like that. Obviously, they may ask you what the reason is and obviously try to address it. But if not, if you still want to cancel, you can do it. That's not a problem.
Okay. All right. I've got the number when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Ready?
491-4912.
Okay.
3900.
Mm-hmm.
0471.
Mm-hmm.
6159.
And expiration?
1222.
And the three in the back?
794.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read you the verification now. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to all end of service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Tim, please state the name of your business.
Brennan Painting, LLC.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Tim Brennan, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Brennan Painting today, Mr. Tim?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash, so we are on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So initial term and account setup is being charged today, which is January 7th of 2022, and the lowered amount for the platinum package of just $299 with no setup fee. There is no contracts involved, Tim, so you may discontinue your services by simply calling customer service to prevent any charges for your next month billing. Call us 3 days before your next billing is due and cancel it if that's what you need to do by calling 877-635-6225, same number I also sent you in the text, same number in the email. It's the same number for everybody. The only thing that changes is the customer service, the extension. Customer service is extension 1, and as in the email, it reads my extension is 622. Okay? Excuse me. Okay, so the next step is your invoice. Obviously, you want to make sure that only $299 was charged without the setup fee. Go ahead and check your invoice, please. The email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. And while you're doing that, I'm going to book your client interview appointment. Make sure it doesn't get filled.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. Let me see. So you said you wanted the 5 o'clock, right? Your time? Or 5, 2 hours? Or you want 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 4 would be better.
Okay. So we'll put you in at 4 o'clock. Today's the 7th. At 4 o'clock, and they'll call you between 4 and 5, right? So just be kind of attentive of your phone at those times, just so you don't miss it. I mean, obviously, since you pay us today, I want to respect your money also and respect you. So get your money to work. I mean, time is money. So let me see here. Let me go ahead and book that up. And did you get the email, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. And go ahead and click on it, as I mentioned to you, and go ahead and scroll over down to the bottom. It kind of gives you a little breakdown of what you're getting. Same as the email.
Yeah.
And then don't click on the opt-out of the text because you're going to need that for reminders. Go all the way to the bottom, but click on the one that says I am the certified holder, and then just type in your name, Timothy Brennan. And then just go ahead.
No,
and,
sorry. Go where?
All the way to the bottom. Email. Yeah, once you click on the link that says click here, subscription terms, it's going to take you to another page, the terms of experience. Once you get to that page, scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Okay.
And then it's going to have your name at the bottom along with the little box that says I'm the certified holder. So just take care of that.
Yep.
And then once you're done typing it in, your name exactly as it reads, Timothy, go ahead and click confirm signature. Then it's going to prompt you to put in a username and password. Okay, that's to access your dashboard, which obviously will show nothing yet because we haven't started anything yet. But when you do your client interview, they're going to go ahead and give you a password and a username. Usually it's generic. Usually it's your phone number. And then you can change it after if you like. Okay?
Okay.
And let me see here. Let me know once you go ahead and I believe that you – okay. So it should give you access to that now, but you can't go into it right now. But once you finish your client interview, you will. Okay. Now, the last part of things, I'm going to also send you a client interview reminder to your Google Calendar. I don't know if you use it, but you'll have it there also. I'm going to go ahead and also send some notes here for my technician. The one that's going to call you today might be a lady, might be a gentleman. Either way, they're all good. They're all certified. so you're going to get a reminder of that. But I'm also going to give them some homework to do for before they call you. So with that said, what would you say are the top 3 services that you would like to definitely be found for? You get more than 3, obviously. But.
And just as a heads up, I have a call that's supposed to be coming in. I talked to Jesse, and she said we should be done by 1:30.
Okay.
So if there's any way I can hold the – can I just
well, –
can I go
I'm pretty much
just,
Yeah, no, absolutely, you can. As a matter of fact, I'm literally done here. So just go ahead and shoot me 3 keywords, your radius, and I'll take care of the tedious notes for you. No problem.
Okay. All right, thank you.
What are the top 3 services, though, Tim, before I let I'll take care of
Interior painting, exterior painting.
Got you.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, the radius was 20 miles, you said, right? 20, 30?
Yep.
Very good. I'll take care of the rest for you. And then I appreciate your time. Thank you for your business. Welcome aboard. If you get any phone calls from any of your company, please disregard. Write down the phone if you can so you can report those to Google headquarters. And I wish you nothing but success the rest of the year, Tim. Thank you for your time and business. Okay, we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Bye.